So I'm wondering, did you hear the big news this week? The big news that the groundhog saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter. But you know, it turns out that that prognosticating groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, is only right about 40% of the time. It's pretty good by weatherman standards, I guess. Sorry, no offense to any weathermen out there. Please don't send me letters. February 2nd is, of course, Groundhog Day. But in our church, February 2nd is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. It's 40 days after Christmas when Mary and Joseph present Jesus in the temple, fulfilling the law of Moses, which said that firstborn males were to be presented to the Lord in the temple in Jerusalem. This feast is also known as Candlemas Day, because it's the day we traditionally bless the candles that are used in the celebration of Mass throughout the year. As Jesus is presented in the temple, we remember that he is the light of the world. He's the light shining in darkness. And so we bless the candles, which remind us throughout the year of the light of Christ. It's ironic that on the same day, February 2nd, we have these two contrasting images of light. In one case, the light causes shadow, which causes fear. And the consequence is something that people don't like: more cold and darkness. But on the other hand, Jesus is the perfect light, who produces no shadow. As Psalm 36 says, in God's light we see light. Meaning that in God's light we see perfectly. We see ourselves perfectly, and we see our world perfectly. Our first reading this afternoon was not the feel-good scripture passage of the year. Remember the background of that story. Job was a prosperous man. By the standards of his day, he was quite wealthy. But God permits him to lose everything. His worldly possessions, his wealth, even his family. And today's first reading is Job's lament in the face of everything that he lost. He looks at his life. He says it's a drudgery. He's lost all hope. And he's pretty sure that he's never going to be happy again. At times over the last 11 months, maybe we have felt this way about our world and about our lives. Will we ever go back to normal? We've probably asked ourselves countless times. Maybe you're facing circumstances in your life other than the pandemic that kind of make you feel this way. Or maybe you've been there before in your life and you really know how Job feels. Sometimes God permits sufferings to come into our lives, and we don't know why. Hindsight can often be 20/20, and once we've come through the challenge, we see how God was working in my life. But looking forward, the future looked very murky. Unfortunately, as fallen human beings, in challenging times, we can go looking for assurance and comfort in all of the wrong places. In Job's case, he called on some of his friends, and his friends come over to kind of lament with him, and they give him truly terrible advice. They told him that his faith was foolishness, that he should just give up and curse God and move along. in our own day, we've seen the skyrocketing use of internet pornography, alcohol, all different sorts of coping mechanisms. We go looking for comfort in all of the wrong places, and we wind up doing more damage to ourselves, mentally, physically, and spiritually. All of those lights that we try to use as coping mechanisms, they cast shadows and they cause fear. In the gospel today, we encounter several folks who are also in desperate circumstances. Simon's mother-in-law, she's sick. All of the ill in the town, and those we're told who are possessed by demons. Jesus cures Simon's mother-in-law, and she goes back to the tasks at hand. He restores the townsfolk to health, both spiritually and physically. The light of Jesus enters their lives, and he returns them to wholeness, both physical and spiritual. Notice how the demons were told, flee, because they know who Jesus is. Our demons can take on many forms, but they too must flee at the power of Jesus, because they know who he is. He leaves no room for anything that lurks in the shadows. This begs the question for us today: do we relate to our world with fear, fleeing at the shadows? Or do we relate with confidence to the challenges we face, because we trust in the power of Jesus to drive away the foe? It seems to me this is the fundamental question of our time. My friends, we will soon enter the holy season of Lent. We've been announcing for a few weeks now many of the opportunities that will be offered in the parish during this season. Next Sunday, there'll be a 2-page flyer in the bulletin listing them in detail. It's available on our website now if you'd like to take a look at it. Ash Wednesday is a week from Wednesday. It's right around the corner. And I would like to encourage you to begin thinking and praying about these contrasting images of light. We want to be standing firmly in the light of Jesus, the pure light that produces no shadow. And the season of Lent is an opportune time to make the changes so that we can stand in that light. As we've experienced with every major event over the last year, even Ash Wednesday will be different this year. We won't be giving ashes as we have in years past by making the sign of the cross on our foreheads. Instead, you will approach the tables where we distribute Holy Communion and bow your head, and we will sprinkle ashes on the top of your head. This will be different for us, yes, but this practice is actually commonplace in many places around the world, including in Italy, and it will help reduce contact between us. And as I've said many times, different isn't always bad. Different helps us examine why we do the things that we do and look at them with fresh eyes. My friends, let us look with fresh eyes at Lent this year. Eyes open to see the light of Jesus, and hearts open to let that light shine in our lives and let it drive out all darkness, all shadow, and all fear.